Welcome to Eagles United Ministries, straight from the Apostles' Table. When we come back, we are going to be talking about this month. This month is about crusading, heal the land crusades. If my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their ways, then will I hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land. When I tell you God is a good God, amen, hallelujah, and I'm excited about sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. So we will be back in just a few minutes. Praise God, to win souls to the kingdom. Now, this is a platform that we're doing it on. Amen. But nevertheless, amen, everybody is online. So guess what? We're bringing the gospel right here, amen, to you. And then in September, we'll be in the same forum, praise God, to bring you the Fruit of the Spirit Conference. It's going to be awesome. Looking forward to sharing, praise God, amen, about the character of the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. So we want you to be encouraged, praise God. And before we get into it, amen, we cannot go forward without prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for your grace and your mercy. Glory to God. We thank you, Father God, for just meeting us right here on today. Lord, we ask, Father God, that those that are going through, those that need, amen, a word from you, or those that just plain need, amen, glory to God, amen, a touch from you. We ask you, Father God, to just touch them right now. Lord, we ask you, Father God, also, amen, to just lead and guide, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let them know, glory to God, and if they trust you, they submit their way to you, Father God, and follow you, glory to God, you will direct their path. Glory to God, you said to acknowledge you, so Lord, we acknowledge you this morning. Lord, we ask, Father God, hallelujah, that you go into the hospital, glory to God, the ICU, glory, go into the sick room, go into the nursing home, glory to God, go into, hallelujah, the emergency room, glory to God, hallelujah, and heal. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray, and we thank you for it. Hallelujah. Now, Father God, open up our minds and our hearts and our souls to receive the word, amen, this morning, that we may be encouraged and that we may show someone the way. We thank you for it right now in your son Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm so excited, amen, about what the Lord is doing, amen. In my life, in my ministry, praise God. We just switched it up a little bit. Amen. Switched it up. Amen. See, sometimes God troubles things, praise God, so that you can get back in line with what he has called you to do. Amen. I'm not interested, praise God, in what people think. I'm interested, amen, in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. So I am just asking you, praise God, to just support, praise God. Amen. You can see at the bottom of the screen, we're not going to take out a specific time for offering tithes and all that. If you see it at the bottom of the screen, whatever God moves on your heart to give, give. Amen. Hallelujah. I believe that God is going to bless you in a special way. So, Heal the Land Crusades, praise God. Heal the Land Crusades, very important part of our ministry at Eagles United. Amen. We focus on, praise God, blessing people. Amen. Hallelujah. Right now in this very room, praise God, we have a shelf that's full of goodies. Amen. For our homeless ministry, for our HIV ministry, praise God. Amen. A ministry came through, praise God. I told you last week, came through and blessed us so. Amen. Added to our ministry on the second Saturday of this month. I will be out, praise God. Amen. Feeding the homeless, glory to God. We will be out, amen, blessing them, amen, with hygiene packs and all that good stuff. So if you want to give to that, the address is 5301 Polk Street, Building 14, Houston, Texas, 77023. If you just want to come and drop it off, you can drop it off in the lobby. Make sure that you put Eagles United Ministries on it. Make sure you put My Gospel Soul. Whichever one of these will work, and we will get the package. If you want to call me, praise God, amen. Oh, you know what? You can inbox me if you're on Facebook, if you're on YouTube, wherever you're watching, you can contact us and say, I want to be a part. I want to give. I want to help. Come on. And we welcome it, okay? Now, for our praise and worship, praise God, I just want to bless you, praise God, with a song, amen. Without him, I could do nothing. Without him, I would fail. Without him, my life would be drifting. Oh, like a ship without a sail. Amen, amen. Without him, I could do nothing. Amen. Hallelujah. Without him, my life, amen, would be drifting. Amen. I dare you to just take a moment to just think about where you could have been. Come on, hallelujah. Compared to where you are right now. Hallelujah. Compared to what God has done for you in your life. Did you deserve it? Some of it, no. Come on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But if you were to get, amen, what you deserve, where would you be? Glory to God. Hallelujah. We are going into the scripture today, praise God, in 2 Chronicles 7:14. And a lot of people that know me know that's one of my all-time favorite scriptures because it calls the saints of God, amen, to a place of obedience, glory to God. It calls us to a place of order, glory to God, amen, hallelujah. It calls us to a place, praise God, amen, of knowing who we are. Because some of us, amen, today are in an identity crisis. You come on, amen. Hallelujah. I know you're saying you are a Christian. Come on, I know you're saying you love God. Amen. But they said when your ways don't match up, come on, amen, with your confession, come on, amen. We get in a place where we get confused. We say, okay, well, I don't know who I you know. So God is calling us back, amen. Hallelujah, to the highways and hedges. He's calling us back to a place where we begin to minister, amen. We begin to testify and tell someone, if he did it for me, he'll do it for you. Glory to God. God has brought us through so much stuff. My testimony itself, praise God. Amen, hallelujah. We change your mind about serving the devil and get you back in tune with serving God. It'll let you know, amen, that without God, my God, like the song said, my life would be drifting. Lord, have mercy, Jesus. I know a lot of you sitting there right now just thinking about, amen, them days when you used to be in the club. Come on. Got so drunk, amen, hallelujah, you didn't know, amen, how you got home. I know sometimes you hear people tell them, say they were falling down drunk. Come on. They used to live a lifestyle that was dangerous, risky, praise God. But God, they're still here to give God the glory, the honor, and the praise. Amen. So, like I say, if we go into Heal the Land Crusade, praise God, we're going to be entertained. Glory to God. We're going to be telling it like it T-I-E-S. Come on. Amen. We're going to be telling it. Amen. And look, I love to say it like this. Raw and uncut. Why? Because the Bible said perilous times shall come. We're in perilous times, amen. We don't have time to sugarcoat nothing with you. We don't have time, amen, to make you feel good about where you are, then come around and tell you. No, I got to tell you straight up, amen. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. God is trying to bless you, amen. God is trying to set you up for a breakthrough. Glory to God, amen. So in 2 Chronicles, praise God. And we'll be going back and forth. We'll do a little singing. We'll do a little acapunto. Amen. Hallelujah. But we're going to let God have his way, because this is what this atmosphere is set up for. Glory to God. To slow things down. Amen. Take it down a notch. Amen. A couple of my broadcasts, praise God, have been muted. Amen. In certain sections. Praise God, because of music and this. So guess what? We'll sing, because we can sing, music or no music. Come on, hallelujah. We can get our praise on, amen. Hallelujah. So we're going to do it like that. We don't want any interruptions from the devil. Come on, hallelujah. 2 Chronicles 7 and 14, which is the basis of our broadcast today. Amen. It's time to get in line. Amen. It's time to get our lives in order. Amen. Glory to God. And look, I'm not judging anybody. Amen. I'll just tell you this word today is to myself. Glory to God. And it's also to those, amen, that need, amen, to hear the truth. Because I read in my word that the truth will make you free. He came, amen, and see, the word of God said, Jesus, amen, he made us free. Come on, amen. So guess what? I got to tell you what the Lord has done for me. Amen. But I have to start off with a firm foundation. Glory to God. Amen. Read it for me, woman of God.
If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways,
come on,
then will I hear from heaven.
Then will I hear from heaven. What?
And will forgive their sin.
And?
And will heal their land.
See, it's a process to everything, praise God. And y'all know I love to rightly divide the word. We're going to take this scripture. We're going to dissect it, praise God, amen. And I'm not going to go up to realms and supernatural, amen. But God is a supernatural God. Come on. Hallelujah. But I want to break it down, praise God, amen, so that you can understand, amen, what time and season we are in today. Come on, amen. Hallelujah. So the woman of God read, amen, the first part of that scripture. She said, if my people, glory to God, amen. So he's right there. Yeah, come on. He's right there in a call, woman of God, amen, talking. He says specifically, it's my people. It's folks that I am in what? Relationship with. Come on, amen. He's not talking to strangers. Glory to God. He's not talking to folk that don't know him, folks that haven't experienced him. He's not talking. He's talking to his people. My God.
Amen.
Let's just get real right quick. I'm going to talk about my daddy's house. Come on. Amen. Okay. Hallelujah. We had rules in our house. Come on. Amen. That kept the house running like a well-oiled machine. Come on. Amen. And it was certain things you did not do. in my daddy's house. Come on, amen. Mm-hmm. Y'all know, amen, or you were going to get a whooping. You were going to get punished. Come on, you were gonna be grounded.
Something was going to go down,
amen, if you interrupted the program.
That's right.
My daddy's house. What am I saying today, praise God? If my people, he was calling his people to order. He was saying, he was sounding a trumpet saying, I need to talk to y'all. Come on. If you belong to me, look, you ever met a parent that can walk in the room and say, if you belong to me,
if you want to mind, come here.
Come here. If you want to say, if, what is
that's
that?
That's how I used to say, mind. If you want to mind, come here.
Come here. Come here. Glory to God. And you weren't confused. You knew who they were talking to. Come on, amen. So you get up, praise God, and you go and you line up. Come on. So what am I saying this morning? We're going to start off when you need to get up and you need to line up. Amen.
Amen.
You in relationship, praise God. I'm going to ask the sister to point the fan this way, praise God. If you, praise God, amen. Amen. If you, praise God, amen, know that you are part of the body of Christ, amen, then we're talking to you today. Amen. Hallelujah. It's time for you to what? Let me write that down. Amen. Hopefully somebody will drop it in the comments. It's time to get up and line up. Amen. Amen. We're in a season, praise God. Amen. In the body of Christ where God is calling. He's calling. Glory to God. We're seeing wars, rumors of wars. We're seeing, amen, deaths happening. And I mean, back to back on the way here today, praise God. So many wrecks we saw, praise God. Amen. It's a call going out. Will you answer? Will you answer? Glory to God. Amen. If my people, which are called by what?
My name.
My name, the significance of family, praise God, the significance of a last name, the significance of a family name, praise God, is to say that it's to show ownership. Come on. Mm-hmm. It's to show relationship. It's to show, amen, connection. Amen.
Amen.
It's to show connection. Are you connected to God? If you ain't connected, he's not talking to you.
That's right.
My mother used to tell me all the time, she said, ain't nothing in the word for a sinner but repent. Come on, hallelujah. The rest of it is for the saints of God. So if he's saying, if my people which are called by my name will what?
Humble themselves.
Now that we have established whose we are, come on. Now that we done got up and lined up, come on, hallelujah. Now he said, it's time for you to get humble. You done picked up so much stuff from the world. Mm. You done heard, you done compromised so much in your life. Now that you done got up and lined up, now I need you to get humble. Now I need you to humble yourself. What is he saying? I need you to respect me.
Mm. Ooh, you do.
I need you to respect me. I'm telling you, it's time for respect to be, it's time for order to be set again in my house. Oh my God. Hallelujah. And I know a lot of times, praise God, we feel like we're doing everything right. We feel like, well, I'm doing this, it's not a sin. I don't have, no, some things in your life are not a sin, but they are gateway. Mm. Can I help somebody? Glory to God. Oh, it's not a sin. Oh, I can do this. It's not a sin, but it's a gateway. It will put you in a position
to sin.
Oh, I hear people say all the time, I wasn't looking for an affair. I didn't mean to cheat. But did you put yourself in a position to cheat? It's the same thing in the body of Christ. Do you put yourself in a position to be out of the will of God? When the Lord says, I'm calling you back to the threshing floor. I'm calling you back to prayer. I'm calling you back to fasting. Mm-hmm. Why? Because I need you to humble yourself because I'm trying to set some things in order in your lane. But if you out of order, oh my God.
I have one more thing.
But if you out of order, how can I? Oh my God. Will humble themselves. What did say, woman of God?
And pray.
And what?
And pray.
Oh my God. And what say one more time?
Pray.
And pray. A lot of. Oh my God. It is a process. We read this. said, get up, get in line, get in order. I'm calling. First of all, you need to establish who you belong to. Do you belong to him? If you don't belong to him, then this call right here ain't to you. But if you belong to him, you better get up. I wish I would just sit there. When I was a kid, I wish I would have just sit there when my parents say, you come here. My God.
Better move quickly.
Come on. We're in this season. Kill the land. If my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray, seek my face. Come on. Hallelujah.
And turn from them. You can
click comments in the comments and show up on the screen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If my people, okay, will humble themselves and pray. Now I want to get into this prayer. Because we seem to think prayer is just we're gonna say something real quick while we drop it. Hey, I don't skip prayer. I'll be standing at the line at the grocery store and say a quick prayer. The Lord knows I'm praying. So what is he talking about here? When he's talking about restoring you. Come on, when he's talking about getting you prepared, see, he was talking about getting you prepared to use you. Oh, my God. So he's not talking about, amen, you just saying, Lord, keep me today. Lord, the devil is a lie. He's not talking about a prayer like that. He's talking about laying on your face, prostrate. Come on. Before him. He's saying, laying it down. He's saying, I'm going to give this up. Lord, I have strayed away. He's talking about confession. What have you been doing? What have you been putting in the place of prayer? What have you been seeking after? Because obviously you ain't been seeking after him. What have you, amen, put in your heart in his place? God says it's time to return to him. That's what this scripture was about. I need you to return to me. I need you to hear my voice, know my voice. He said, my sheep know my voice and a stranger's voice they will not follow. Right. Who are you following? Obviously here we have begun to follow the wrong voice. You ever been walking, doing something in your life, amen, day to day, and the Lord shake you and say, wait a minute. I thought you was a Christian. He'll send folk. Got to say, come on, amen. I've had people check me. They don't realize they were doing it. Go to heaven and say, all right, pastor. All right, preacher. And we take it in a negative way, but God's love allows folk to call us out. They don't even know they're being used by God. Oh, my God. I want to help somebody today. Y'all at the apostles' table today, we're slowing it down, breaking it down to where you can say, let me check myself before I what? Wreck myself. My God. See, we don't understand. Even and out of the word of God, he always tells, he said, purify yourself. Turn from your way. All of this is up to you. We think God gonna come down out the sky, cut us open, empty us out, and sew us back up together and say, okay, you clean. No, it takes an effort from us.
That's right.
Why? He doesn't force our will. Oh, somebody get that in a minute. He ain't not gonna force your will. He's not going to force you to give up sin. Now, you might get a little difficult in there. Come on, amen. But he's not going to force you. Okay. If my people, come on, let's walk this thing. If my people, which are called by my name, will
humble themselves.
And what?
Pray.
What's the next one?
And seek my face.
See, somebody ought to have been writing that down. Humble yourself. Pray. Seek. Now we're seeking. Prayer, and I teach this often because we don't get it. Prayer is when you're talking to God. Prayer is your emptying out. Prayer is your, oh my God. Prayer is your that purification, amen, that you go through. Prayer, amen, is that, you know how people say, Lord, sanctify me. Come on. Prayer is when you ask God. to take control. Prayers when you say, Lord, I surrender. Prayers when you say, Lord, I do this. Lord, my flesh. Lord, this. When you put all of your stuff, praise God, on the altar. Then you, when he cleans you up, Lord, I'm seeking you. Mm-hmm. I'm seeking you while you may be found. I'm seeking. Come on. I'm looking for you. I'm searching for you. Lord, I thirst for you. My God. See, if I'm just looking for something, that just means that, you know, I'm looking for something, searching. That means that I know where I know what it is. Mm-hmm. I once had it in my grave. Come on.
I knew I had it.
Somewhere. But I'm seeking. I'm seeking. I'm seeking out an answer. I'm seeking out direction. I'm seeking out. Oh my God. Seek my face. He says, seek my face. I like to break this down like the children. Seek my face. What's on his face? On the face. Ears. Mouth. Nose. Come on. Eyes. Lord, what do you see? Come on, Lord, show me. Lord, come on. Seek my face. Lord, I want to hear from you.
Exactly.
Lord, I won't move till I hear from you. Lord, I need a word from you. Lord, I need guidance from you. The mouth, Lord, speak to me. Oh, this is getting good. Lord, speak to me. Y'all remember that song? Speak to my heart. Holy Spirit. My God, speak to me. A lot of us walking this thing out on our own little knowledge. On our own little experience. And some of us feel like we've been saved so long that we know it all. No, you don't. Every day I'm learning. Every day I find out something new. Every day while God is peeling off my arrogance and my selfishness. Come on, amen. Because this world will make you selfish. Yes, come on. Every day, amen, he's showing me, amen, mysteries. He's showing me, amen, a new way of talking, a new way of walking, a new way of processing things. Where you would see it as the enemy attacking you, God would say, I'm using the enemy. Come on, to break that right there off your life. The Lord will let the enemy come against you. Come on, and your attitude will come up, and you'll be wanting to hurt somebody, and God will say, all right, that right there. I need you to get rid of that. Come on. Lord, why did that have to happen to me? Because I wanted to show you some things about yourself.
That's right.
That you can't take with you in this next part of the journey. He's calling us to a place of purity. Amen. We'll never be perfect.
Yeah.
We'll never be perfect. But we are out, if you are continually seeking him. It says we, in the word of God, says we hunger and thirst after what?
Righteousness.
We hunger and thirst after righteousness. No, we're not perfect. That's why he keep us hungry for the word. He keep us, but see, this is what happened. When you allow the enemy to come in and begin the whole conversation with you and you spend the time with the enemy, he said, don't sin in the way of walking the way of sinners, or sin in the seat of the scornful. When you do all of that, it taints what God is trying to teach.
That's right.
God will tell you to go left and somebody show up that you done let in an improper place in your heart and they begin to tell you now, well, maybe you ought to. And everything God tell you go out the window because you done start listening to somebody else. He said, I need you to seek me.
That's right.
When you're in a place of seeking God, you're in a place where God is ordering your steps. It's important for people around you to be silent. It's important for you to separate yourself. It's important for you to get by yourself so that you can hear the voice of God. The enemy wants you tripped up. The enemy wants you more into your flesh than into God. The enemy he don't mind you attending church if your mind, when you leave there, is on devilment.
That's right.
If your flesh is in control right now, that means that you need to be, you need to humble yourself. What's the process? Let's look. What does it say? Get humble.
Humble yourself. Pray.
Pray.
See my face.
That's where we are right there. That's where we are in the process. This is a, look, I know it sounds good. I know it sounds good to say, but are we listening to this process? And he started it with if. It must be a result we're trying to get. If it started with if. If you do this, then this will happen. If you do this, then this will happen. Come on, I'm trying to help somebody today. This, the word of God is true. If you do it the way he say do it, you're going to get the results he say you're going to get.
That's right.
Seek my face. Are you seeking him? Sometimes we answer people too quick. Sometimes we make moves too quick.
Yes, God.
We didn't pray about it. We didn't ask God about it. We just did it because we felt right.
Felt right or just felt like doing it.
Some of us can't trust our decisions no more because we went off them feelings. Now you're in a place where you don't trust your feelings. You're in a perfect place to start trusting God.
That's right.
Let's go back to what I said. I won't make a move without you. Come on. I won't make a decision without you. I won't answer a question. Come on. What's that next part? What is God?
And turn from their wicked ways. And turn from their wicked ways.
I want y'all to see this. When you turn. Turn this way. Now turn around. Stop. Can you see what's back there? Because you did what?
I turned.
Oh, you did what?
I turned from.
You can't see what's back there. You all know what the producer's doing, do you? All you can see is what? In front of you. Come on, say that. It said turn from your wicked ways. That means that you need to turn your back on everything that is not of God. You need to turn your back. Look, some of us did turn and we got our hand back. He said, turn. My God. Don't look at it no more. Don't seek it out no more. You seeking something else. Sometimes we're so caught up in our feelings and how we feel about man and our relationship with man and looking good in front of man and doing things that please man. And I don't want to look crazy in front of people. I don't want nobody to say nothing about me. And I don't want it. And you don't realize what the enemy is doing. He has set you up to live a fleshly life. Yes, you will never be satisfied. The people that you're trying to satisfy will never be satisfied. Why? Because you are not, amen, seeking after God. You are seeking after man. And man is fickle. Come on. They change. Today, they hot. The next day, they cold. Then they lukewarm. Come on. One day, they want you. Look, we look at the world today. One day, they don't want you to have hips. The next day, they want you to have a lot of hips. Come on. One day, they want you with big lips. The next day, your lips too big. Come on. It says seek him. It says seek to please him. Seek to, oh my God. You don't allow the world to dictate how, you don't allow the feelings of the world or the, you know how you in the stands and at a football game and the wave come through and the wave and then it hit you, you wave. Come on, you on the wave. Lord say you can, that's how you are in life. Whatever that's it's it. In, it's in for you. Whatever is cool and whatever is hip and in, you now you hip and you in. You on the way. Even in the church is on the way. 1 minute we into down home church clapping hand, hand clapping, foot stomping, church or choirs and all that. Next thing you know, we into a praise team. Then the next thing we back into a choir. The next thing we into solo waters. Then the next thing, come on, turn out the wave. The Lord says you are stable. He says double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. The right. Church world is unstable. Mm.
Oh, Jesus.
1 minute, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. The next minute, we shouldn't talk about sin. We should only talk about God's love. Well, let me help you with something. God's love talks about sin so that you can live right. That's God's love.
Jesus.
Oh, I'm rebuking myself right now. Let me tell y'all some people. I rebuke all upside my head. Why? Because he's letting us know, hey, he's calling us to a standard of living that you can't get by straddling the fence. You can't people please and God please at the same time.
Can't do it.
You can't people please and God please at the same time. You want to choose which side you want. Turn from your wicked ways. What did it say?
Then
stop right there.
He said if
you get humble, if you pray, if you seek my face. He said all of that. He didn't say skip a step. See, some of us want to get humble, but we don't want to seek it. We'll do it like our mama do it like our daddy do it. Look at how we need a body to do it. Look how so-and-so do it. And we want to pick up their spirit and try to do it the way they do it. It's not going to last. You got to seek God for yourself. You got to get the look. Come on. You got to get the anointing for yourself. You got to go through your trials and tribulations yourself. You got to turn from your stuff.
I don't do drugs like that.
Oh, I ain't arrogant. Oh, you constantly comparing yourself to other people. You got, when you see God's face, you ain't worried about nobody but yourself.
Couldn't care less.
Because when you stand before God, guess who? Self is going to be standing before God.
That's right.
Not all these people you pretending to be. Oh, I got somebody here. He said, if you do these, he said, then.
Will I hear from him?
Then will I hear from where?
Heaven.
Now, see, a lot of people don't understand why he said, then I will hear from heaven. Because this Jesus talk. Some of y'all don't know that Jesus always been there. Come on, amen. Just because he was born Mary or whatever, you think he came on the scene when Mary came along. No, that ain't how it happened. He was already here.
That's right.
He said, then will I hear from who? Heaven. Do what?
And will forgive their sin.
Uh-huh.
And will heal their land.
Will forgive their sin and heal their land. You got to do all this stuff before I even go to heaven. About it. Before I take your issue to heaven. Come on, amen. It's a lot of folk right now don't understand that process. But we always talk about he's a lawyer in the courtroom. This is what he's talking about right here. What the lawyer tell you? Tell me the truth. Tell me the whole truth. Nothing but the truth. So help me God. Tell me the whole truth.
Damn, I got you back.
He said, turn from your wicked ways. Confess all your stuff to me. Pray. Seek me. Come on. Let me clean you up. What they tell you? You when you go to court, put a suit on. You can't be your own advocate. Jesus is your advocate.
That's right.
He said, then will I hear from heaven. So come on. Forgive their sin and heal their legs. Before I can even pardon this stuff you done did. Before I can even pardon this stuff. Come on. You got to do something. One of y'all listening right now, y'all be look. Hey, I'm not. Look, you wanna be a member of Eagles Tonight if you can, but you know I'm not trying to pastor you. I'm just trying to preach to you. I'm doing what God called me to do. He called me to call sin. Come on. And rebuke it in my own life.
Amen.
Because we all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. We all have got tripped up. Look, growing up in Southport, they say draped up and tripped out. We all have got tripped up and tripped out.
Okay.
Come on.
Turned up and turned out.
Come on. Mm. Everybody done did their stuff. But when this call comes, like they say, when they call that number, it's kind of like when them young men go to the army, which back in the day when they draft up, and the parents sitting around waiting, they call, they know the call coming. Well, the call is here. The call to service is here. Then will I hear from heaven? Forgive their sin and heal. Now, the way the Lord breaks down, kill their land. Kill their land is your land. What's your land? But I mean, it's a grand scale. But guess what? He takes care of your house.
Right.
Yeah, the grand scale is the world, the government. Come on. All these politicians. Come on. Murder, death, come on, all that.
All that.
All that. But he's talking about your land. Do your land need to be healed? See, some of y'all don't understand. You know, some of y'all watching your daughters do all kinds of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Watching your sons do all kinds of stuff. And you're saying, Lord, help my son. But you know what the Lord say? It starts with you.
That's right.
You want something to quit. You want something to stop. You want something to never have. It starts with you.
That's right. What's going on with you?
What's going on? What you doing? Yeah. Come on. Hallelujah. What you doing? How you live? What's in your heart? A lot of us parents, we got that don't do as I do as I say. No, no, no. The Lord said, you better get that together. I can't heal your household. I can't heal your marriage. I can't heal your land. I can't heal your children. I can't go till you get out the way. Till your sin get out the way. You're the priest of the house. You're the woman of the house. You're the priest of the house. And the priest of the house is an alcoholic. The priest of the house is fornicating. The priest, oh my God, somebody mad right now. Hey, when I was coming up, they didn't say ouch. Just say ouch. It's okay. See, some of us, we don't want to have, this world, we have gotten so soft. We don't want to offend nobody. We don't wanna, but look at how everything is set up now. And now everybody coming against the church and talking about Christians and all this. That's fine. Go ahead. Go ahead then. We all got issues.
That's right.
We all got issues. We all got stuff. Write this down, Alma Bear. I'm going to do, get rid of the rug. Because I've been wanting to do that. We be sweeping stuff under the rug. But get rid of the rug. Before you trip over. Before you trip over.
You took my thumb.
Yeah, before you trip over. Everybody got something. Everybody. And we are at the time right now, a very good time, where you can allow God to clean you up and then clean your house up. See, some of us want our children to go to church, but you don't go to church. Mm. I mean, I've been getting
somebody mad right now.
Some of us want our children to get a job, but we don't have a job. Some of us want our children to do better, but we ain't doing better. Come on, amen, hallelujah. We talking about bloodline, we talking about generational curses, we talking about all of this stuff. You know, a generational curse can happen with folk that's living. See, we always talking about folk that's dead. No, a generational curse can flow from you right there while that person is dead. Come on, amen. You know how I know this? I see it sometimes in my own life. And the Lord checks me. He said, how you going to get mad at that when you ain't? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. How you going to sit and judge and tell somebody this and tell somebody that? And Your house a mess. It's your finances a mess. You want to tell somebody about some finances, but your finances all messed up. You want to tell somebody to pay tithes, but you ain't paying. Ooh, I miss somebody big. Pastors, leaders, look, I know you think you high and mighty and all this, but guess what? The word of God is to everybody.
Everybody.
Everybody. If my people. We love to say it's all with leadership, but leadership then got so high and mighty, we don't think nothing, we don't think the word pertains to us. We live any kind of way and tell other folk how to live. We ain't facing the wild this week. We're telling you the truth. As we get ready and prepare to go into this upcoming week, we are going to, the woman God going to sing in a minute. Amen. But we doing something different. Amen. In the next, in the upcoming weeks, we're going to be right here. We're going to be right here at the table. Because this is what's important. At first, I started to get irritated because in my new building that I'm in, they don't want noise. They don't want our big speakers. Somebody wants us to not. And I started to get upset. Then the Lord said, I told you a couple of weeks ago to do at the apostles' table. He said, I told you a few weeks ago to sit down and teach, to sit down and speak to my people. So I'm here to speak to you. No, we are not perfect. No, none of us can judge. But guess who judges? This word.
That's right.
So I'm not judging you. This word is. This word is not just judging you. This word is judging me. Come on, amen. So we're gonna be next week. We're going full crusade this month, and it's all good because we need a revival. Amen. We can't win souls if our souls lost. Oh my God. Let me just look at my book. We're gonna be talking about repentance. We're going to be talking about repentance. Then we're going to go into talking about answered prayers. We're going to be talking about it. Amen. We're going to be talking about returning to God. These are the topics we're going to be talking about. And I ain't veering from the word. I didn't have no whole notebook or nothing. The Holy Spirit say, I want to speak. Amen.
Amen.
We're going to be talking about correction. My God, ooh, this is good stuff. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to be talking about it, y'all. We're going to even look, and then we're going to dip into the prodigal son. We're going to dip into a lot of things because a lot of people tell the story of the prodigal son as, oh, he came back and his daddy was just happy to see him back. But the prodigal son came back with some stuff going on with him. He was in hustle mode. And when you hungry, your hustle mode pick up. I guess I'm the only one to know about it. When you down, look, I ain't got no money. You know what I'm saying? That hustle mode kick in, you start figuring out what you need to sell, some fish plates and some fuck. So we're gonna get into the prodigal son. You put the prodigal son down. We're gonna get in it. Hallelujah. Why? It's necessary. Mm-hmm. It's necessary. Y'all know I preached that sermon, Judas was necessary. Mm-hmm. Some of y'all, oh, I got a Judas in the camp, but Judas is necessary, baby. Judas is necessary. Ooh! I get that. Y'all already got it. Judas was necessary. A lot of folks don't understand that. If Judas didn't do what he was supposed to do, a lot of y'all wouldn't be saved and set free today. Judas was necessary. Yes, was. Your haters are necessary. Those folks that reject you and tell on you and sell you out are necessary. Oh, my God. Right.
Yes,
oh, my God. I went to that. What song can you sing for us, woman of God? On the broadcast today. I love this. I love this thing. It's good. What you got?
I got a testimony first.
Do what you got to do. Amen.
In my line of work, I've been extremely busy. And people think that just because you're in the kind of work I do, oh, you ain't nobody. You just, you know, but I'm in and out of people's houses on a daily basis. And I rarely get to go see my mother. Talk to mom on the phone, video chat every now and then. But I rarely get to see and put my eyes on and physically touch my mother. So I remember asking the Lord, I say, I need to get somewhere where I can be closer to my mom. So Lord moved me to the southwest side and I got my place. Literally right, not right down the street, but I can go straight up that street 30 minutes and get to my mom. Still ain't been to see her since I moved in. About a week and a half ago, I got a patient in Sugar Land. So I decided Wednesday, I'm leaving Sugar Land and I passed up my mom's street on 59. I got off further down and I got closer to another street that would take me to my mom. And that little voice kept saying, "Didn't you say you want to go see your mama?" So I said, "Let me go see my mom." I get to my mom's house and we're sitting, we're talking. And she does her normal little thing every now and then. She needs, you know, she doing this. I'm the massage therapist. I take trash out. I'm the psychiatrist. I'm the smart one. I pretty much do everything because I'm the oldest. But my mom had shingles for a little while. So she's got these pains in certain areas. So she brought her little stuff, the button that gave her that help with the pain and the itches. She said, "Put this on my back for me." I said, "Okay." So I went to rub her back and right here on her left side. That was a huge knot in my mother's back. And it was about the size of this block, just sitting in her back when she took her shirt off. "What is this knot? And what is this?" I said, "What you talking about?" I said, "Mom, you don't feel this?" And I started massaging. It's not. I put the cream on, I'm massaging. I said, "Oh, no, we need to go to the doctor." I said, we need to go to the doctor. I said, "We need to set this up as quick as we can." I said, "Now, Friday morning, it's my off day." I said, "Set it up for a Friday morning, you know." I said, "Maybe not this Friday." I said, "If you can't get this Friday, next Friday, whatever Friday you get it, I'm going to go with you. We need to find out what this knot is in your back." The next night, I went to my evening job. Got to my evening job that night, she called my mom. We gotta go. She got me scheduled for Friday morning. And I said, "Oh, well, that was quick." I went to pick her up Friday morning. But let me go back. When I left my mom's house that evening, I prayed. I said, "Lord, whatever that is in my mama's back." I said, "Lord, I need you to do something about that." Amen. And I said, just like that, I said, "Lord, I need you to do something about that in my mama's back. I don't know what that is, but I rebuke the devil.
Come on.
I need that to go. Because it literally this size in her back." I got up Friday morning, went out to my mom's. And all the way out there, I'm listening to this one particular song. It's been in my spirit for a couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. And when I got to her house, she was standing outside waiting on me. She was waiting. She got in the car. And she said, you know, when you left the other day, she said, I felt something move. In my back where you were massaging. She said, I don't feel that same where you were touching it. And I reached to touch it. This knot has decreased. I don't even feel this same knot in this same area.
And when we come back, we're going to finish this testimony.
I'm gonna be like my granddaddy one day.
I want the best wine.
I'm gonna sing this song. It goes like this. Listen.
Holy fire, burn away. My desire for that thing that is not.
Search my heart, God. If you find anything that's not like you, take it away.
Empty me. Yeah.
Somebody say this. Feel, won't you feel me?
All right, we back. She felt something move in the back. Come on.
She said, you know, I felt something move in my back when you left. She said, I ain't been really hurting. And then I reached back here.
Yeah,
I said, wait a minute. I said, Mama, I don't feel that knot no more. You know, I'm like,
yeah.
I said, well, did I massage the knot? I'm confused. We got about 15 minutes to get to the doctor's office. So we get to the doctor's office, literally around the corner. We go in and the nurses walks her on back, got her blood pressure and everything, and took her in the room to see the doctor. So the doctor came in. She said, okay, what are we in here for? She told me to just explain to the doctors because she couldn't explain. So we told the doctors. And the doctor, she said, okay, well, let me go ahead and examine you. So I got up and I went over and I showed her where it was. And the doctor was like, well, I don't know what you did, but there's nothing there. There's nothing there. You won't tell me what God wanted.
My God.
It's gone. And I'm talking, I've never felt or seen anything like that before. In my lifetime, I have not. And there was no way to explain how this knot disappeared. With everything we got going on, my mom is 75 years old. And they are literally in these hospitals taking out our seniors, whether y'all know it or not. They trying to get rid of our elders. They trying to get rid of them. To make room for whatever foolishness that they have going on, this man-made mess that they have put out here in this world.
Come on now.
COVID is a man-made mess.
What you gonna say for us today, Blessings?
My God is amazing. He is amazing. He is amazing. That's why I believe. I remember when you saved my life. Everything before that was just a blur. I was wild, living real far. I just wasn't right. I remember when you changed my name. From sick to healed, from broke to blessed. Now I can testify that I'll never be the same. My God is amazing. Simply amazing. He is amazing. That's why I believe. I should be crazy, but I thank God he saved me. He is amazing. That's why I believe. You don't get that in your spirit, amen, and understand that no matter what we going through,
come on,
there is nothing. There is nothing that God will do. I had a conversation with a young lady yesterday, and she talked about how she had been begging and just. Praying and talking to the Lord, talking to the Lord. She regretted having her tubes tied up. She had her children. She had been 13 years unable to have children. She got married and she really wanted kids. And found out she was pregnant. Last year, had a little boy. They had to give us the cesarean. And this year, not even a year later, she's pregnant right now with a second. This is her second kid after 13 years of having a tube tied, she said. And they told her the reason she had a C-section was there was a fibroid tumor that was blocking the path for the baby to be born naturally. She prayed and she had been talking to the Lord and she was so worried that she was going to have a C-section again. And she didn't want to be cut open again, but the baby was coming and she didn't know, you know, she said, whichever way he comes, your will, Lord. Well, when I talked to her yesterday, she said, girl, they told me the tumor is gone and the baby can come naturally. Naturally. Oh. The baby can come naturally.
My God.
All I could tell her was your faith made you whole. Amen. Like that woman with the issue. If I could just, ooh, Jesus. Mm. Right there. Ooh.
Hey, you know, hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Testimony.
Amen. Testimony. Hallelujah. Tell him his goodness, praise God, amen, hallelujah. I want to go over a few things, praise God, amen, the blessing God. First of all, if you want to add someone to our prayer list, please inbox me, amen. I don't care if it's a whole list. If you want to add them to the prayer list, add them to the prayer list, amen, hallelujah. We have also a prayer list post on Facebook. I will be sharing that so you can add your name, amen, to the prayer list. Glory to God. Want to share, praise God, our New Testament mandate with you this morning. This word has been rich this morning. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. And we have a mandate here at Eagles United Ministries, praise God, that we live by. Amen. Hallelujah. I didn't say we get rewarded for, but we live by it. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And over in Romans 12 and 10, it says, be devoted and give preference to one another. In Romans 15 and 7, it says, accept one another. It's one of the hardest things we have a problem with in this world. Amen. Glory to God. In 1 Corinthians 12 and 25, care for one another. Amen. Galatians 6:2, bear one another's burdens. Ephesians 4:32, forgiving each other. Amen. In 1 Thessalonians 5:11, encourage and build up one another. Amen. That's a good one, ain't it? Hebrews 10:24, stimulate one another to love and good deeds.
Amen.
Amen. That means that I want to push you. I want to encourage you, praise God, to do good deeds. 1 Peter 4:10, serving one another. And 1 John 4:11, love one another. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Ain't God good? Amen.
Yes, he is.
So we just want to share and make sure, praise God, that we share the New Testament mandate. Amen. Every time we sit at the table. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Why? Because it's important. We need to know what God has called us to do. Amen. And how he has called us, amen, to take care of one another. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. All right. So, again, we're not going to do like set aside time for offering. We want you to know that you can give all through the broadcast. Amen. The information is down below. Amen. You can give, praise God. It's blowing across the bottom.
Across
Amen. So if you want to give, there it is down there. Praise God. Amen. Cash App, Zelle. Amen. If you want to mail it in, that is 5301 Polk Street, Building 14. Make sure you put Building 14. Amen. Houston, Texas, 77023. Amen. Hallelujah. Also, if you want to give to our outreach, he said, okay, you're giving to the church. If you want to sow into Salvation After HIV, that's our outreach. Glory to God. Amen. We bless God. Amen. That in a few months, we will be a 501c3, praise God, organization. Praise God. But you can give right now. Amen. You can give right now. Hallelujah. The cash after that is $ Salvation After HIV. Praise God. Now we do take, praise God, goods. Amen. We want to give soap, shampoo, toothpaste, any of that. We take all of that. All you got to do, again, it says 5301 Polk Street. Make sure you put My Gospel 14. Soul. Building 14, 5301 Polk Street, Building 14, Houston, Texas, 77023. Amen, amen, hallelujah. At this time, we're going to do our speak those things, praise God, amen, hallelujah. This is the time where you have to learn how to speak positive things into your life. I hear so many people speaking negative. No, we have to learn to speak positive things into our lives. I'll start off, amen, with the woman of God to speak into her. I want her to speak into the atmosphere and into her life. Amen.
I speak deliverance. I speak family healing. I speak peace. We need peace and we need comfort during this time. And I also speak wisdom.
Sister Simone, you want to speak something?
I speak joy. I speak self-forgiveness. If that makes sense. I speak faith, unconditional faith.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's a big one. Amen. Faith.
A big one.
Amen. I heard faith can move mountains.
Yes, it can. Ooh, Jesus.
I heard faith can move mountains. Ooh. Come on. Faith can make the, can raise the dead. Ooh. Oh, my God.
Yes, it can.
Faith, amen, can take a big lump. size of a grapefruit out of her mama's back. Come on. And then she called on the right one anyway. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. I speak love, joy, peace, long suffering, goodness, temperance, faith. I speak, amen, all the fruit of the Spirit, amen, to rise up in your character. Hallelujah. I speak a financial breakthrough. Praise God. I believe that God, amen, is orchestrating things in your finance. Praise God. So they would line up. Amen.
Amen.
I come against debt. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. I believe that God can send, amen, an extra income stream through. Amen. Hallelujah. That will cover your debt. Amen. I also believe, praise God, that you can speak to that debt. Amen. And God will clear it. Come on. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I speak, amen, hallelujah, for your household to come back together. Amen. I speak, amen. And I'm not talking, and let me correct myself. I'm not talking about, amen, those dysfunctional, praise God. Come on. I'm not talking about those abusive relationships. So don't get happy if you're in an abusive relationship and go back. I speak, praise God, that God is healing your heart. He's healing your body. He's healing your mind. I speak, praise God, that you're coming out of a double-minded mind into a single-minded mind. I speak, praise God, that your trust and your belief system, amen, is centered on the word of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I speak cleansing, purification. Come on. I speak, amen, hallelujah, that God will give you energy this week. Amen. Some folks are dealing with being drained. Hallelujah. Worn out. But I speak, amen, energy in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. So we just thank everybody for tuning in today. Come back next week and fellowship with us. Praise God. We're going to be right back at the apostles' table. Amen. Sharing testimony. Amen. I'm gonna dip into my past for real and tell you really where the woman of God came from. Come on, amen, hallelujah. Glory to God. I'll tell you, what they say, some good can't come out the hood, and amen.
Amen.
Woo! Oh, my God. And anyway, I want you to remember that without faith, it's impossible to please God, but with God, all things are possible. Who cares? God cares.